Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
New Orleans is a great city, but let's be honest, this is a trashy city. We're trashier than a lot of other cities, and we don't have to be that way. But I don't know if anything is going to change. I'm from here, and the tolerance for trash has always bothered me. We litter. We dump stuff. Two cars are in the drainage system, which could have been there because of Katrina. We don't know. But we do throw a lot of junk in areas where we're not supposed to throw junk. Tires and the places in New Orleans East where things have built up and become like a trash dumping site. And somehow this is acceptable. And I don't think it should be. I'm going to get to your calls here in just a moment. Also, this half hour, we'll talk about six people arrested for having sex in public in Fairfield, Connecticut. Police say they went online to a site called the City Hookup Guide to find places to randomly hook up with people to have sex in a public place. Do you think this is disgusting? All right, I can't wait to tell you about that story. Here's a text that says we live in a culture of littering. Another text says, hey, Scoot, you have a song for every situation. LOL. Yes, we work very hard at that on this show. Here is a text that says, how did the car get down there? I don't know. Here's a text. I'm waiting to hear littering is Trump's fault. LOL. The biggest problem is not securing the trash cans. You can't blame Trump for this because the litter in New Orleans is Obama's fault. I mean, we all know that he never really came. He was really never from America. I mean, the guy wasn't even from this country. He became president, and we all know that the trash problem is the fault of President Obama. You know, somebody's going to think that I'm serious about that. From Pascagoula, Carl, welcome to our show.
How you doing today, Scoop?
I'm good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a bit about the trash. I stay in Mississippi in the Pascagoula Goshen area. Mm-hmm. And we got a problem with trash, too. I see people on the street pick it up. They cut the grass on the side of the road, and the next day it's back littered. But in my neighborhood, I get out and pick the trash up. And I used to drink. I heard the guy that called in before me and said he used to do it when he drank. But when I was a drinker, I still picked up my trash and put it in the trash can. But in my neighborhood, some of the millennials, they'll pull right in front of your house and dump the ashtrays and dump the trash in the middle of the road and just take off and go.
You think millennials are more prone to dump trash than say baby boomers?
I think so, Scoot. I think they're a little more selfish than the baby boomers were.
And we're really selfish, you know. I mean, baby boomers are really selfish, so that's a big statement to say that millennials are more selfish than boomers.
From what I see, I mean, hey, I'm a baby boomer, and from what I see, people would talk to me about different issues, and I try to improve, you know, and try to look out for the next man. But I don't see them doing it. Maybe I hadn't talked to them enough. I don't know. I hate to jump.
I mean, I kind of see younger generations as being more prone to recycle and more prone to not throw trash. It doesn't mean that there are not going to be exceptions everywhere. But I don't know, Carl. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate your call. I'm glad you're listening over in Pascagoula. Here's a text that says, Cedric Grant is receiving $185,000 a year pension for blanking things up at the Sewage and Water Board. Well, he didn't do it alone. He had some help. I mean, let's not give him all the credit, because others deserve the credit as well. But yeah, Cedric Grant, as best I could tell, was nothing more than a political payback from Mitch Landrieu, satisfying this guy for supporting Mitch Landrieu over the years and doing a lot for him. So appointed him head of the Sewage and Water Board, and he retired. I thought it was $175,000. But, I mean, the guy retired on full salary, and he really did a terrible, terrible job at the Sewage and Water Board and gets away with retiring with all that salary. I wonder if he sleeps at night. Yeah, probably. From New Orleans, Robert, you're on WWL.
Yeah, good evening. I want to talk about two things. I'm going to go straight to the Sewage and Water Board.
Okay.
I think they had the wrong people in charge for a long time, and what they never have done is really assess the pipes, not the drains, but the pipes themselves, and went into areas that before or 20 years ago did not flood.
Yeah.
Because like around the circle, where the Circle Food Store is, it couldn't flood like that 50 years ago because the Circle Food Store would have never existed. You understand? So
yeah.
A lot of this stuff is new, and I believe there's a lot of different things, obstacles or broken pipes or trees that have grown in the pipes. And they need to go on and just have some cameras to go in those pipes so that they can see instead of just talking about the catch basin.
Yeah, you know, Robert, you're right. There are many contributing factors to the flooding problem. But one of the problems could be that we have thrown so much trash on our streets that have ended up in our drains, and so much trash and garbage and items have been left in places and have ended up in the drainage canals. I mean, think about it. Two cars are down there. And we have a tendency to just put stuff anywhere. And so part of it may be our fault. And here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think it's fair to say that the citizens of New Orleans are partly to blame for the flooding problems in our city? 62% say yes. 38% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Seems to me that that we are partially to blame and that there's more that we can do. First of all, we can stop littering. Here is a text that says the majority of millennials grasp the climate change is real, while the majority of baby boomers deny it. I highly doubt they litter more. Yeah, I don't want to turn this into competition, but, you know, I don't know how you're going to change the mentality of baby boomers. But maybe younger generations could come along and change the tendency. It's not a tendency. It's an instinct to litter. If you're on hold, hang on. I'll get back to more of your calls here in just a moment. Six people have been arrested for having sex in public in Fairfield, Connecticut. Police say the people went online to a site named City Hookup Guide. City Hookup Guide helps people find places to randomly hook up with people to have sex in public places. The ages of the six arrested ranged from 62 to 85 years old. So, like, boomer sex is booming? Is this like a silver sex problem? This is not a problem with young people. This is a problem with people who are older. And all of the statistics indicate that the sexual activity of baby boomers and older is very, very active. Further evidence that older people are very sexually active comes from the rate of STDs. The increase in STDs is greater with people over 60 than in any other group. And do you know the lowest rate of condom use is for people who are over 60? So I think what we need to do is, look, if you have parents, if they're divorced, single, whatever, if you think your parents are sexually active, I think it's your responsibility as their child to talk to them about safe sex. You know, parents, you know, adults, they don't think. You know, they want to have sex, they just have sex. They don't think about the consequences. They don't think about STDs. They just do what they want to do. But see, you're younger. You're smarter. You know, you need to talk to them. Sit them down. I know kids don't like to have this conversation with their parents. It's uncomfortable. You think they would know everything, but they don't. So, you know, you really have to sit them down and say, look, mom, dad, whoever's out there, you know, doing it. Mom, dad, you've got to practice safe sex. And by the way, you know, don't have sex in public. I mean, this is something that is just simply not acceptable. And I think this really points to the idea that, you know, when people become adults, they don't always become more responsible. And if you would like to join us with your comment on that or anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. I find this story very humorous, but in some ways very enlightening. Six people arrested for having sex in public in Fairfield, Connecticut. And they went online to this site. This is according to police. They went online to the site City Hookup Guide to find places to randomly hook up with people to have sex in public places. The ages of the six arrested range from 62 to 85. So I guess this is a boomer sex, booming silver sex. I don't know what else you would call it. And when you think about the increase in STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, which, by the way, I've noticed that they've changed that to STI, sexually transmitted infections. But you know what it is either way. The greatest increase is with people over 60. And the lowest rate for using condoms is people under 60. I mean, I'm sorry, the lowest rate for using condoms is people over 60. So this is why we turn it around and say, look, it's up to you kids to talk to your parents about this. I mean, threaten them. You know, you've got to set up consequences for negative behavior when it comes to your parents. Because if you don't teach them consequences for negative behavior, they're not going to listen to you. You know, tell dad you'll take away his golf clubs. You know, maybe you take away their credit cards. You know, just, I mean, look, it's just not practical to put an adult in timeout. So you're going to have to find some other ways. We're also talking about the Sewage and Water Board finding two cars in the drainage system, and it seems like we as a city are partially to blame for the drains being clogged up and some of the flooding because we are such a litter-prone city. From Marrero, Marie, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Just for the record, I am a millennium, but when I grew up, we used to take, my great-grandfather was a Baptist minister, and we traveled a lot around the wall, Baton Rouge, Plaquemine, and Donaldsonville, and well, because we took a lot of back roads, one of the things was, do not throw nothing out the window, because he didn't want a police officer to stop us, because we couldn't go to restaurants, so we always had food in the car. And on that note, I just came back from a trip to Kentucky. I keep a trash bag in my car. And as we eat or whatever, whenever we get to a rest stop or whatever, that bag go in the trash. It's a habit. So millennials have bad habits and they have good habits. And on the next note, we went to Louisville. And we sit on the Ohio River at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They had people out there eating their lunch. No trash, didn't see any vagrants sleeping on the benches. I don't know what they did, but it was clean.
It's a mentality here, Marie. You're right. It's here.
I was like, our friends wasn't with us, but I was looking at it and said, golly, I said, we sitting here in the middle of the evening on the Ohio River looking into Indiana, and you don't see not one bit of trash.
And if you were in a setting like that in New Orleans, there's a good possibility that you would see trash.
Right there on the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Last time the friends that I was visiting there, when they came here to New Orleans, I avoided the French Quarter like the plague. They wanted to go get beignets. You know where I bought them? To Lakeside Shopping Center. Yeah.
Marie, you know, I'm sorry you had to do that. I appreciate the call, and I really appreciate the fact that you are a conscientious citizen. You know, when I talk about the littering problem, and it is a big problem, and it's one of my pet peeves. You know, I was born here. I love the city. But one thing that I have never understood is the tolerance for trash. And the instinct, it's not just a tendency, but the instinct to litter. And I see it downtown. And I mentioned I saw it the other day in the parking lot of Trader Joe's in Metairie. This woman is driving the armored truck, and the parking lot is spotless. And so she rolls down her window and throws out, waiting for the people to come with the money. She takes two pieces of paper and throws it out the window. And this was just her instinct. You mean there was no place in that car, in that truck, to keep it? And the instinct is to just throw it out of the window? So this is something that should not be acceptable. And I'm not buying the idea that, oh, well, this is New Orleans, this is the way we do it. That's BS. You know, we can have everything that we have in New Orleans and also be a clean city, but it's not going to come from baby boomers. It may come from another generation. And look, if you're a baby boomer and you don't litter, thank you. I'm a baby boomer. I don't litter. So it's not all of us. But there are enough of us that are just so comfortable throwing stuff on the ground that, as great a city as this is also a trashy city. I'm Scoot. More of your comments coming up next on WWL. Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's not about sleeping with a friend. Sometimes it's about sleeping with a stranger. And actually, there's really no sleeping going on. We're talking about six people arrested for having sex in public in Fairfield, Connecticut. They go to this website, according to police, City Hookup Guide, to find places to randomly hook up with people and have sex in public places. The ages of the six arrested most recently range from 62 to 85 years old. We're also talking about trash from Algiers. Rhea, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good, Rhea.
Yes. Just a couple of comments. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Okay. The other day I was driving down Rampart.
Okay.
On the French Quarter side.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the state trooper, a Louisiana state trooper. And believe it or not, you know what he did? He put his window down and he threw some trash out his window. I could not believe it.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I could not believe it.
I've seen it. It's everybody. It's everybody, Rhea.
I cannot believe that. I was flabbergasted. I wanted to catch up to him, but he was going so fast. But I just couldn't believe that. But another comment also. They say, like, in Jefferson Parish, not to talk about them because I know we're not supposed to compare, but I see the little quality of life people and their little cars riding around giving people citations for trash in the yard or whatever they got going on. They say we have that in Orleans Parish. Is that true?
I don't know.
Because I've never seen anyone, right? The up ramps are filthy. The down ramps are filthy.
Yeah.
Trash is everywhere. I live in Algiers.
But do you litter?
I used to leave in the morning. No, I don't. And I do pick up my seat.
Why do you think, Rhea, you live in this area and you haven't caught on to the littering trend?
I want to say it's home training, but they have people that seem like they come from other places and they've adopted the way of life here in the city. Mm-hmm. It is just so dirty. People just throw trash any and everywhere, out their cars,
yes.
just everywhere. They eat crawfish, throw it on the ground. Place the food, throw them out the window. I see everything. So I just want to know, what can we do? Because it is my city, too. I was born here. What can we do to just stop this culture we have? We got to do something about it.
There needs to be, and there is not, but there needs to be shame. There needs to be shame associated with littering. And there is not. But if people were shamed, they wouldn't be so prone to litter, but it's something that has become acceptable in our culture.
Very acceptable. But thanks for letting me in,
Rhea,
and I'll come up and listen to the rest of the school.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate the fact that you don't litter. Anna from New Orleans, you're on WWL. Hey, Anna.
Hi.
How
can
are you
hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm good. I just want to let you know that I am an Uber driver, and
the majority of the trash that I see in the city is mostly in the French Quarters and the downtown area. And I will tell you that I will not let anyone get in my car with an open container or a drink in their hand. Mm-hmm. So they'll gulp it down and they'll throw it on the ground. And these are tourists.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that the people in New Orleans are so dirty that we're just dirtying up our city, but these tourists come here with the idea, oh, I can walk around with a drink in my hand, I can throw trash on the ground, I can do what I want. And, you know, I think that something needs to be done about that.
Well, there is that, you know, I mean, there is that too. But, you know, living downtown and spending time in the quarter, I do see a lot of people who appear to be from here. And I know that traditionally this is a local problem. You know, you can be on the interstates driving from the east or the west, and it's clean, and you get into New Orleans, and it's trashy. And so that's us. And while we may have taught tourists how to act, we could do a better job of cleaning up ourselves.
Well, and I agree with that, but I don't think it's 100% us.
Well,
know,
I would agree.
That's causing stretch,
I agree.
Okay. Well,
Anna, I appreciate the call. Okay, it's not 100% us. But even if it's 50% us, what are we doing? It's our city. And when did this become acceptable? Again, you know, I grew up here. I was raised here. And I never bought into that. And I was part of a 60s generation. I mean, I was really young when they were starting to talk about the ecology and all that. But, I mean, I was old enough to remember some of those things. And there was a lot of talk about pollution and cleaning up our streets and cleaning up our waterways and our lakes, bodies of water. And this somehow was embedded in my brain, but I guess everybody didn't get the message. Because the tolerance for trash in New Orleans is unacceptable. And there's more we can do. The question is, do we even recognize that it's partly our fault? And we contribute in some way to the flooding problem in New Orleans because of the trash and garbage that we put out on our streets. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. The Scoot Report is our daily Facebook video. It is up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, right now. And it's about sex over 60. It's about these people aged 62 to 85 recently busted for having sex in public after going to a city hookup guide in Fairfield, Connecticut. I got a text here that wants to know what's the address. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's like some kind of thrill about having sex in public, but here you know, these are not kids. These are older people doing this. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Do it one more time. Oh, yeah. Now, I got a text about how those pills have changed things. And, you know, we talked about that the other day on the show when we were talking about the increased divorce rate with people over 50. The divorce rate is about 29% for the general population. It's down to its lowest point in 40 years, except it has tripled among people over 50. And I think the pills have something to do with it, Viagra and Cialis. You know, there was a time growing up you thought at some point you just don't do that anymore. Well, not anymore, because of the pills and the other apparatus that are available can help things along. I'm going to do a show next week, and I'm not going to do it tomorrow, but I'm going to do a show next week because I have to do some research on this. But I'm going to do a show on how two pills have changed things sexually in a tremendous way. The birth control pill in the 60s. Changed a lot when, you know, there was a time when the birth control pill was unconstitutional because of the moral right. Birth control pills were unconstitutional. And then the Supreme Court ruled, no, you know what? You can't make that unconstitutional. People have a right to choose. So when the pill became constitutional and readily available, that was one of the things that started the sexual revolution of the baby boomers, who are now the establishment. And then think about how the pills, Viagra, Cialis, those pills have changed things today. So we'll do that one day next week, and that will be an interesting conversation. From Goshen, Mississippi, Eddie, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. You are hilarious, my friend.
Well, this is a serious radio talk show. I don't know why you think I'm hilarious.
I'm talking about the sex deal. But anyway.
It's serious stuff. It's serious.
It is serious. But I'm a frequent visitor to New Orleans. I was there for the Stones. I go to the Saints games. And, yes, you do have a problem with trash. And I agree with what you say. New Orleans is known as a party city, and we have taught the tourists that it's okay to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we have.
I know here in my area, they make the fines so stiff that it discourages people. And I personally am a boomer, and I don't litter, never have littered. I'm a smoker. And I field strip my cigarettes when I'm not around an ashtray and stick it in my pocket.
That's very nice.
And enjoy your show. On my bucket list is to meet you one day.
All right. Well, I am so honored that you would say that, and hopefully you don't have to meet me soon, but I'd be happy to meet you anytime, Eddie. I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening over and Gaucher. From New Orleans, Deanna, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Here's my thing. I'm a professional event planner, and I have a lot of, you know, big clients that come to New Orleans. I work closely with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they do a lot of hard work to try to get these big groups to come to New Orleans and spend their money here. They spend billions of dollars, you know. And when they come in, it's trash. It's everywhere. And it's not just the trash. It's the K-rails coming in. Those K-rails are black, and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I want you to put this question out to your listeners. How many of you have ever gotten fined for littering? There's no enforcement.
No, it's a shame that we can't take it upon ourselves to not litter, but you're right. If there was shame placed on those people who litter, if there were fines placed on those people who litter, maybe that would change the culture. But we've got so many other issues in New Orleans that it's hard to justify putting the police on that kind of patrol.
Well, I mean, because you don't have to be the police. We have meter maids to take care of parking. Why can't we have litter patrol?
I mean, that is a thought. I mean, yes, you wouldn't have to be a police officer.
And it would pay for itself. You know, where's LaToya Cantrell with all of this? Why is the city looking so bad?
We're bringing in hundreds of
millions of dollars every year, yeah. And these people are spending money. And I hear the feedback from the attendees that are coming from all over the world. You know, like, wow, it's a great place, but it's filthy.
Well, it is. Deanna, I appreciate the call. Look, I'm not going to blame Mayor Cantrell for New Orleans being a trashy city. And she just came out with this whole report on crime and gun violence crime and doing something about that. That's a priority over the littering. But the littering is really is a problem. And I hope that her administration does take some time at some point to really focus on it. We're also talking about sex over 60. Yeah, I guess you never really lose the urge to want to make somebody your lover. I'm Scoot. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. It's Thursday. The weekend's almost here. And we'll be back on WWL. Oh, here's a classic 80s hit. A shout from Tears for Fears and happy birthday today to Tears for Fears singer Roland Orzabal. He is 58 years old today. I'm Scoot. You know, we're rapidly running out of time. If you want to hold on. I'm not going to let this trashy conversation come to an end. And when I talk about trashy conversation, I mean litter. I'm not talking about the people 62 to 85 who got caught having sex in public. But I think for those of you who are younger, it is good news that sex may still be in your future, because it apparently is. And I just think it was just, I'm reading this story about these six people having sex in public, getting arrested.
after going to this online site, City Hookup Guide, to find places to have sex randomly in public with people. I mean, just meet up and have sex with, I mean, you don't necessarily know them. And the people are ages 62 to 85. That's what the video is about, the Facebook video is about on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. I'll share that on the SOTA page after the show. I want to bring into the conversation next hour New Orleans East. And we can continue to talk about the litter, because it is a big problem, and it's one of my pet peeves. And, hey, I'm from here, but I don't get it. I've lived in cities all over the country, and I see how people act in other cities. And as great as this city is, we don't have to litter. And we could do a better job of not littering. Anyway, New Orleans East has been neglected for a long time. And Channel 4 is running a series this week, The Forgotten East. And it's something that we've talked about a lot on this show. So we will talk to Carice Jackman, who is the Channel 4 reporter who did the feature. And then we'll also talk to Bobby Acero from Southern Oaks Plantation. Bobby's part of a very successful and just beautiful business in New Orleans East. So when we come back, more of your calls, more of your text, and we'll talk about the East on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.